Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Don't forget to take our poll question. We ask a different question every week. We'd like to know what you think. And also, you're going to be glad to know that we still got Tony Rotigliano with us. Tony's a new friend. He's the co-author of Strengths-Based Selling, and that's what we're talking about. Tony, thanks for hanging out with me. Tell the audience where we can find your book and you, please.
Where you can find it is on, if you go to Gallup.com and go down to the right-hand side of that webpage, you'll see a link. It'll take you to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, you know, and there's some pretty good price on them.
Right.
There.
So Gallup, that's the organization Tony's associated with these days, Gallup.com. You know that organization. We have a number of Brain Trust members in the Gallup organization. Tony, one of the things you talk about in your book are two myths about salespeople. And the first myth is anyone can sell. Is that really a myth?
It is, absolutely. We've studied about a million people who sell over the years, and what we find is that only a small percentage of people really have the threshold talent to be successful in sale. Salespeople are among the most motivated people on earth. They're among the most influential people on earth. And I can say that of a really pretty small percentage of the population. So no matter how many times we teach some people to sell, they're just not going to get it.
Hmm.
So there are people, I believe, that are born to sell.
And some who are not. So how do we identify that without creating a so we don't create a casualty list? We don't miss that signal and put a square peg in a round hole.
When you're interviewing someone, you have to be convinced that they are incredibly hungry, that they want it. They want the prize. So if you come out of that interview and you're not convinced that that's one of the most motivated people you've ever met in your life, take a pass.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, salespeople ask other people to do things. If they don't influence you in some way, if you're not convinced that they're going to ask prospects to move forward with them in a commanding, assured way, then take a pass.
And that's not to say pushy, though, right?
Not to say pushy. It can be very subtle. But it is assured. It is a way of moving that prospect forward to the next stage of the selling cycle, sometimes subtly, sometimes it can be a little pushy. It really depends on the situation. And salespeople know how to play situations differently.
If the person is young and you can tell they're hungry, but their methods are a little pushy, you can give them a little bit of slack because they haven't refined their approach probably yet. But if someone's got a little gray hair around the temple and they're still pushy, that's probably a red signal, isn't it?
It can be. You know, I always say when people show you who they are, believe them. And if someone's showing you on an interview that they have a trait that you're not going to like, that isn't fitting in with your style and the way you go to market and your company, hey, believe it.
If they're doing it in the interview, it's not going to go away, is it?
Interview is best foot forward, right?
Yeah, that's
I'm
right.
Seeing the best of that person,
right.
So take a hint. Yeah.
Here's the second myth. There's one right way to sell, and that's what we were talking about in the previous segment. This speaks to the strengths base, right?
Absolutely. You know, you might sell because you're incredibly personal. You might sell because you're incredibly influential. You might sell because you're incredibly detailed and follow up so well that prospects believe you're the most responsible person they ever met. You might be a combination of all of those things. And so if you line up the best salespeople at any company, you're not seeing clones of each other. You're seeing people with highly individual ways to go about being successful.
You know, you're right, because I think back on the sales organizations that I've been part of. I was with Sears for many years. I was with Xerox for many years, Tony. And I saw every type of salesperson known to man. And most of them were successful, and they were as different as anybody can be.
which is why the training them has to be different. How do we set them up for success has to be different, and how we manage them has to be different. If we play them like checker pieces, where we assume they're all the same, we're missing out on some opportunities. We're all chess pieces. We have different capabilities, different ways of moving. When we think about that as managers, we're marshaling our forces for all the success we can have.
When we have a salesperson who's not getting it, they're just not performing, what's the first thing that we should look for? Is it them or is it us?
It can be either one, right? It might be that, hey, we made a casting error when we hired that person. They're just not the right person for this kind of role.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to ask them, what is it? What's working for you? What's not? Okay, how can I help you with the areas that aren't working? But then, again, we have to, if people are showing us who they are, we have to believe it. If someone can't close and you've shown them how to close 3 or 4 times,
yeah,
take a hint, they're not a closer.
Is it horses for courses? I mean, are some people cut out to sell one thing but not another thing?
Oh, absolutely. There are people that can be maybe very transactional in nature. They really like those quick hits. There are some people where that would be boring to them.
They couldn't sell insurance, but they might be able to sell bulldozers.
Yeah. Some people can sell a lot of things, and there's some people that can't.
Yeah.
Some people have to really believe in the product.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, that's less important to them.
The book is called Strengths-Based Selling. The author is Tony Rutigliano and Brian Brim. The book is available wherever books are sold, but you can also find it at Gallup.com, and then it'll take you to where you need to go. Hey, Tony, will you come back another day? You got more to teach us.
I'd be so happy to. Just give me a call anytime, Jim.
Thanks, Tony. Tony Rutigliano, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.